This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Government launching nationwide HPV vaccination campaign from tomorrow to protect over 1.6 million adolescent girls from cervical cancer. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for contribution to nation building with confidence. CBN Maoist Center assigns responsibility to party leaders. And US President Donald Trump threatens to cut funding for South Africa over land policy. Now the news in detail. The government is launching a nationwide HPV vaccination campaign from tomorrow on Tuesday to protect over 1.6 million adolescent girls from cervical cancer. The human papillomavirus HPV vaccine would be administered to girls studying in grade 6 to 10 and those out-of-school girls aged 10 to 14 till the 18th of February. The two-week campaign is being launched after Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal endorsed it. The eligible girls will get vaccinated at their respective schools or nearby vaccination centres free of charge. Meanwhile, the ministry has declared cancer survivor actress Manisha Koirala as a goodwill ambassador for the campaign. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said there is no reason for Nepal lagging behind if all contributed for the cause of nation with confidence. During an interaction with students in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister expressed resolution for enhancing infrastructural development and producing world-competitive youth force by ensuring quality education for all, stating that Nepal was never colonized. He described Nepal as a heritage of knowledge and spiritual significance enriched with the glorious stories of our ancestors. In his response to a query from students, the Prime Minister said Nepal continues to establish its friendly... Please listen to this again. In his response to a query from students, the Prime Minister said Nepal continues to establish its friendly relations with China, India and other various nations. He also added that his recent official visit to the Northern never marked various agreements for bilateral cooperation, including the agreement on Belt and Road Initiative framework. The CPN Maoist Center has assigned the responsibility to its leaders. A meeting of the party's office bearers held at the Kumaldar residence of party chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda today assigned the responsibilities of in charges for 7 geographical and special provincial and migration committees. According to vice chairman and party spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota, the meeting has given the responsibility of in charge to Deputy Secretary General Haribol Gajurel in Koshi province, Deputy Secretary General Matrika Prasad Yadav in Madhes, Secretary Hitman Sakhya in Bagmati, Secretary Dinanath Sharma in Gandaki. Similarly, Secretary Chakrapani Khanal has been assigned the responsibility of in charge in Lumbini, Standing Committee Member Kali Bahadur Malla in Karnali, and Deputy Secretary General Giriraj Mani Pokhrel in Sudur Paschim. The meeting has appointed Jaipuri Gharti as the in charge of Special Provinces, Lakshman Panta as the in charge of Migration SARC, Ram Karki as the Secretary of Migration Europe-America Intercommittee, and Sharma as the Central Member of Migration Asia Committee. The Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, has announced that there will be disruption in supply of power in Kuleshwar, Baneshwar, Jorpati and Kirtipur distribution centers in Kathmandu for 8 days starting from today. NEA stated that the electricity supply to these areas is being cut off in order to underground the electrical distribution lines. NEA Project Management Directorate has stated that electricity supply will be cut off from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the locations under those feeders today. President Ramchandra Pawdal attended the Basanta Shravan ritual at Hanuman Dhoka Darbar Square premises this morning on the occasion of Basanta Panchami. On the occasion, President Pawdal listened to a special melody at the auspicious hour of 7:55 a.m. and received tika and prasad offered by the priest. There is a tradition of listening to a special melody by the president from the position of the head of the state on Basanta Panchami every year. The festival is celebrated as Sri Panchami and Saraswati Puja, offering prayers to Goddess Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge. It is the day introducing alphabets to children as well as enrolling them in schools. The festival also marks the beginning of spring season. President Ramchandra Pawdal has appointed senior advocate Damodar Kharka as a member of the Judicial Council. According to Sailaja Regmi Bhattrai, spokesperson at the office of the president, the head of the state appointed Kharka to the position on the recommendation of Nepal Bar Association in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Vishnu Prasad Pawdal says the incumbent government is aware and sensitive towards issues of senior citizens, laying a foundation stone for a senior citizens union centre at Tilotama Municipality 4 in Rupandehi today. The minister said the social security allowance that was started with 100 rupees has been increased to 4,000 during his tenure as the finance minister at the direction of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Finance Minister Pawdal went on to say that, however, government initiatives for senior citizens are not enough and the government is working with the realization of the situation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet ma surf gardos.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# हेस टाइल गर्नुहोस्.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will cut all future funding to South Africa over allegations that he was confiscating land and treating certain classes of people very badly. According to the BBC, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa signed into law a bill that allows land seizures without compensation in certain circumstances. South Africa's President Ramaphosa responded to Trump with a post on X. The president said South Africa is a constitutional democracy that is deeply rooted in the rule of law, justice and equality, and South African government has not confiscated any land. He added that the only funding South Africa received from the US was through the health initiative PEPFAR, which represented 17% of South Africa's HIV/AIDS program. The U.S. allocated about $440 million in assistance to South Africa in 2023, according to U.S. government data. Elon Musk, who was born and grew up in South Africa and is now a Trump advisor, has also joined in the debate, saying the new law discriminated against white people. An explosion in Moscow apartment block has killed Armen Sarkisian, the leader of a pro-Russian military faction based in eastern Ukraine. Al Jazeera cited Russia's TASS news agency as saying the blast was caused by a bomb planted at the Al Parousa residential complex about 12 kilometers from Kremlin on Monday morning. The attack is the latest in a series of targeting Russian or pro-Russian figures amid Moscow's invasion. TASS quoted a law enforcement official as saying the assassination attempt on Sarkisian was carefully planned and was ordered. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in the mountain regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Bagmati province and partly cloudy in Karnali and Sudarpashchim province. The weather will be mainly fair in hilly region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim province. Meanwhile, the weather in Tarai region will be mainly fair. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government launching nationwide HPV vaccination campaign from tomorrow to protect over 1.6 million adolescent girls from cervical cancer. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for contribution to nation building with confidence. CPN Mahavish Center assigns responsibility to party leaders. And US President Donald Trump threatens to cut funding for South Africa over land policy. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.